I'll leave it up to our good friends in Kent, Connecticut to come up with another, what I consider, fun event that not only includes the public, and it also includes merchants in town. And this time, it's Meet, Play, Flow, and 7 days of Wellness, sponsored by the Kent Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, joining us from the Kent Chamber of Commerce, we have right off the bat Tim Good. Tim, nice to speak to you today.
Yeah, hi, Marshall. Good morning to you. Hope all's well with you.
All right. And who do you have with you this morning, Tim?
I've got Natalie Randall, who owns the Artifacts Gallery in Kent, and was really the, you know, sort of started of this program a couple of years ago, and then we as the Chamber have jumped on board. So Natalie can probably tell you more about it.
Natalie, nice to welcome you to Robin Hood Radio.
Hi, Marshall. It's a pleasure to meet you.
All right. So now I look at how this layout is for the Meet, Play, and Flow and 7 days of Wellness. It appears the big days are Saturday and Sunday, the 6th and 7th, but April 4th through the 10th is a full week of wellness in the town, right?
That's right.
So now, how did this idea first come in your mind?
Well, my friend Carlene Carlson and I share a birthday, and I was just telling Tim that we wanted to create a retreat kind of atmosphere, and it was sort of intended originally to be like a party. We would invite everybody we knew and invite some yoga instructors and massage therapists and have some healthy food and just have a day having some fun, trying out new practices, and feeling like you went on a staycation, you know, feel like you were going away but didn't actually leave town. And it just kind of grew, and more people wanted to get involved, and we realized we had an event, and we decided to make it a fundraiser for the local ambulance squads. And this is our third year doing it.
Well, what's interesting about this, but once again, we're talking about Meet, Play, Flow, which runs actually April the 4th through the 10th. It's a week of wellness, but highlighting on Saturday and Sunday. But what's interesting about this is, I know, it's as a joke, I always took my birthday, and I don't celebrate one day. I try to celebrate for a week. I can understand something like this. But I look at this, and I'm really impressed because you've got everything from yoga, workshops, massage, Tai Chi, oils, hikes, healing Pilates, screenings, workout. I mean, you really have a whole list of things that are really good for you and refreshing for you.
Yeah, we have hula hoop dancing, and we have drawing for meditation. So this year we added an art component. There's a lot of laughter involved, fun, learning new things, trying out things like aerial yoga we have this year where you hang in a sling.
I've seen pictures of those.
Yeah. So we have some of that. And then so this year what's really exciting is the Kent Chamber of Commerce has joined in to make it a longer event because originally it was just one day, and now it has expanded and into the whole town, and the restaurants are offering specials. And
Marshall, we're going to add to that, like Natalie says, the restaurants, some of the gift stores are having specials. If people want to start coming for a long weekend and really enjoy and sort of soak up the flavor instead of just coming for one day, they can enjoy what's on offer over the weekend, but also, the inns are doing specials as well, some of the inns and most of the restaurants in town, the Swift, Fife and Drum, Kingsley, J.P. Gifford's, and IGA, Davis IGA, the supermarket.
Now, what's interesting, if people want really detailed and more information about what goes on, the website is meetplayflow.com. Now, you can go to kentct.com, which is that website, but then there's also a link there to take you to meetplayflow.com, and there is the full list of what you offer. Am I right about that?
That's right. The whole schedule is on there, and it explains about the donation that we asked for the fire department, and it tells that you need to bring your mat and your water bottle, and actually this year we have young volunteers from the ambulance squad doing a station where you can get your yoga mat deep cleaned. So don't forget your yoga mat. but yeah, there's a lot more information on that meetplayflow.com website.
You know, interesting, I'm just going through it, and I even see now that you have Leslie Elias, the Grumman Glyphons, they're going to be doing something that obviously involves a family.
Oh, my gosh, it's so much fun what Leslie does. It's called Playful Improv, and, you know, we become elements like fire and water, and everyone's laugh. It's really a lot of fun. It's just about letting loose and letting yourself go and relaxing and having some laugh and you're just having a good time. So
we'll have to get you here, Marshall.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm looking at you've got an. This is what's interesting about this. So let's go from Grumman Griffins, which is but then you've got something like the Early Riser Hike, which is going to take you on a hike, and it's right here on the website. It shows you that it gives you the difficulty, which is moderate. I think what's great about if people go to these things, they can go to your website here, which once again is meetplayflow.com. Find the event and find the event that is really perfect for them or their family.
Yes, right. You can bring kids who are into it. And all those hikes are sponsored by the Kent Land Trust, and they're taking hikers to lesser-known trails and little. They're doing a little stretch in a beautiful part of the Appalachian Trail, so you can say you've hiked the Appalachian Trail. They're taking you up to some beautiful vistas. So that's a fun thing that's sort of more off campus, as we say, because we're creating a bit of a campus here for our wellness week. And we have instructors coming from different areas. We have our hula hoop dancer is a Kent native, but she's coming from Harlem, and she's a teacher at the New York Botanical Garden, and she's also doing, you can create your own flower essences. So she's bringing oils and essences, and you can create, so there's a creativity element, as I said. She's doing that, and then we have an art instructor doing drawing as meditation. So it's about just releasing and not worrying about the outcome, but just being in the moment and drawing and meditating. So it's not all about fast moving. Some of it is more mindful.
More mindful and more enveloping. Some involves physical, some mental, and that's what I like about this. Now, once again, we're speaking about Meet, Play, Flow, and 7 days of wellness. April 6th and 7th, Saturday and Sunday, are days that are highlighted in this, but it runs the 4th through the 10th. Once again, to get details on what you can attend and what the activity is, best place to go to is meetplayflow.com. But I don't want to leave the chamber out on this, Tim, because I think the chamber getting behind this, and this is what I like, you can involve merchants in ideas like this, it's a cross-promotion, and yeah, it's a little commercial, but really it's not that commercial, and the businesses benefit anyway.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, there's a lot of businesses in Kent that can sort of draw allegiance to this. I mean, for sure, we've got a lot of fitness and workout places in town. A lot of the stores are selling those kind of products too. The bookstore is selling, fitness booklets and self-awareness booklets and so on. Obviously all the, in this day and age, all the restaurants are turning more toward, wellness foods and healthy, menus and so on. So, yes, I mean, we felt it was a good dovetail. It was purely by accident, I think, that we did get involved in this, and Natalie reached out when she saw that we were going to be doing something like this. We felt that it was a good mix. And we just feel now that Natalie's grown it to where it is, which has been very successful over the last 2 or 3 years, the Chamber want to help now to take it to the next level, and hopefully this is going to be a springboard into something that becomes quite a popular event in town, in the early spring.
All right, I want to know about foam rolling. What is foam rolling?
That is taught by Sharon Strong of Strong Core Wellness here in Kent, and it's all about you get on a foam cylinder and you roll out the fascia in your body, so you're stretching. And I don't know my anatomy that well, but it's all about stretching everything out in your body and opening up the fascia. And so we get very tight in our as we get older, and this is about keeping everything loose and limber.
And you know, I can tell you what this is about, is when I go to physical therapy, they use that therapy on my legs for the muscles in between the knees and the hips that have become just tightened and stuff over the years. And by rolling over it, there's a little bit of pain involved, but after a while, you can actually feel the muscle just loosen right up. And yeah. And if you ever had a problem getting up or down from your hip or anything like that, so that sounds like that's why I wanted to find out about that. It really does work. It's absolutely amazing.
Oh, I know so many people that do it religiously. In fact, my husband tried it last year at our Meet Play Flow event, and he now went out and bought a foam roller, and he does it religiously and swears by it. He said, "Oh my God, it's taken 10 years off my life."
So Tim, now I want to know what you're going to do, Tim.
Well, that is a really good question.
I bet you're the easy one. You'll go to chair massage.
Well, actually, no, I'm not sure, actually. I mean, the more I get into this, you know, having built the program and spoken to Natalie over the last couple of weeks, it's certainly starting to pique my interest in certain areas. But I haven't had that conversation with Natalie yet.
Well, once again, there's a full list of all the different activities. For the Meet, Play, and Flow in Kent, 7 days of wellness, April 4th through the 10th. Saturday and Sunday are highlighted. Kent Chamber of Commerce website, kentct.com, or really the full rundown of what's going on is at meetplayflow.com. Once again, Tim, Natalie, this is a great idea, and I just love the way businesses and different events like this mold together in Kent to come up with so many different great ideas.
Thank you. It's a challenge, but we get there. We're trying to open up the year to various events, and this was we felt some getting lost. We've tried things in the past, but we feel we're actually onto a winner here, and it's all really because of what Natalie started 2 or 3 years ago.
Now, once again, meetplayflow.com or kentct.com. Guys, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.